Democrat Montana Governor vetoes campus free speech bill. By Tom Sicotta on June 28, 2019. The Democrat Governor of Montana, Steve Bullock, vetoed a bill that would have expanded free speech rights on campus across the state. According to a report by Campus Reform, Montana Governor shut down a campus free speech bill that would have expanded free expression rights for Minnesota college students. The bill, which was introduced by Republican state representatives, would have outlawed free speech zones that restrict where students are permitted to engage in activist speech. Montana Commissioner of Higher Education Clayton Christian argues that the fight to expand speech protections on campus is not over. "Nothing is more important in the Montana university system than free speech, academic freedom, and the free exchange of ideas," Christian said. "I reported to the board last month that I have asked our campuses to review their policies and procedures pertaining to free speech and to share information with our system office. That review is underway. We look forward to ensuring that free speech is protected and encouraged in the Montana university system." Republican State Representative David Betty says that he will continue to fight for free expression on campus. "I am encouraged by the prospect of a thorough review of free speech policies across the Montana university system and expect the regents to take the matter seriously," Betty said in a comment. "Intellectual diversity is under attack at many colleges in America. Montanans must ensure that this erosion of our First Amendment rights does not occur in our state's colleges." Breitbart News has reported extensively on the rise of free speech zones on campus. University officials have created free speech zones as a means of regulating the areas on college campuses where students are permitted to engage in political activism. Lawmakers around the country have introduced bills to ban the practice, which some have argued amounts to a violation of the First Amendment. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.